Senator Franken.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Baker, I want to ask you a question to follow up on a question from Chairman Leahy. In recent cases, the Department of Justice has actually argued that the violation of a website's term of service or an employer's computer use policy can constitute a federal crime under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. In other words, under this interpretation of the statute, people could conceivably be guilty of a federal crime for checking their Gmail or their weather if their employer's computer policy prohibits them from using their computers for personal reason. Two federal judges have found this reading of the statute to be unconstitutional because people don't read those policies, and when they do, they can be, as you know, long and complex and full of fine print. Don't you think it'd be worthwhile to somehow address the concerns of those federal judges in updating this statute?
So as I said earlier, Senator, thank you for that question. As I said earlier, we're happy to work with folks to address these kinds of concerns. I think the challenge is to address those concerns and at the same time not create a significant loophole that would allow somebody, for example, who worked at the Social Security Administration, the IRS, the U.S. Passport Office, or a bank to take information in violation of their employer's policies and misuse it for some purpose, either to spy on somebody that they know or to take information and pass it to others to steal, actually steal money. So I think this insider case where somebody violates the rules of their employer in this using a computer is a very challenging thing to address, and at the same time, address the types of concerns that you suggest. The difficulty is that,